Whoa, this is Ivan Tellard, and today's date is, February 3rd, 2015. I am Ivan Tellard, I'm a clairvoyant psychic. What we're doing today is, these are UFO files. What I'm doing is I'm channeling UFOs, energy of UFOs. Right now, or alien species. Reason for that is to channel them and then put the information out, what I pick up. I'm doing this in text form and audio. I channel through the, I write down, I type what I'm picking up. And then I do an audio version of it to get it out any way I can. I'm trying to deploy this at a massive, as much as I can. This is the early start of it. The reason for this, I've already made one video or one audio of this already. But now you mentioned it in another psychic readings. But anyway, I was going to do a UFO show, but I wasn't sure how to do it. I was going to do a blog talk, do questions and answers, but I figured I'd rather just put the information down and let you do it as you want. The whole point of this is to raise our vibration, because right now we are a primitive planet. There are aliens. There is an Illuminati. And there are colonies on Mars, human colonies. Don't know exactly, I haven't tapped into that. But the only reason the governments keep aliens out is because they want power, and they don't want the aliens getting in their way. And they, you know, this is ego, it's history. You know, we're not alone, we never have been alone. And there are, malevolent or negative ETs here? Yes, they've been here. There's negative and positive. The positive are here to help us. They're the ones that keep our weather together. You know, we probably would have blew the planet up a long time ago if it wasn't for them. Probably 20 years ago, probably the planet would have disintegrated because we were just killing it. But they're keeping the pollution down, and they feel like we're worth keeping around, even if it doesn't feel, you know, we're not entirely hopeless, let's put it that way, even if it does seem like we are. Our planet is in a fourth dimension, it's in fourth density right now, where we're going into it. Of course, we're a primitive planet, so the masses, there is a small amount that are going into fourth density, the majority are not. So hopefully, this information being out there will help bring this in. Maybe. I can edit this out. Okay. What we're doing, what I'm doing now is I'm tapping into the Alpha Draconians. Hopefully I said that right, probably not. Alpha Draconians, these are the reptilian race. I tapped in their energy yesterday, and today I'm doing it again. And they know I'm doing it. I want to make that definite. They definitely know I'm doing it. I even heard a whisper in my ear. I'm not going to say what they said, but anyway, this isn't a total secret. What got me into this is the Anunnaki. I saw, I'm not going to say where I got it, but someone mentioned about the Anunnaki still being here. It's like, what, really? Is that really true? So what I did is I tapped into their energy. I felt their energy. And I felt how tall they are. They're pretty big, too. Tried to do it again. Wasn't the same this time. Like I said, they probably know I was doing it. That said, Anunnaki is here. small groups, it is a type of reptilian, but they're not, they're a strange group, because they can be reptilian, but they're not always reptilian. They can switch. By God, I'm not doing any readings right now, I'm just telling you what I picked up earlier. I wrote everything down. This is just a run-through of what I got. Before I go into ancient history, I wanted to throw this out real quick about the Anunnaki and the elite, the Illuminati. From what I gather, and I'm not saying I'm 100% right, that's why I'm just putting this information out and see where it rolls. What I got is that the Anunnaki are the bloodline, like the leading bloodline of the Illuminati, you know, the reptilian bloodline, whatever you want to call it. The Anunnaki is the main bloodline of the Illuminati, the main controllers, and the ones that pull the strings. What I want to say is that the Anunnaki is actually living through the Illuminati. They're, you know, living through their... And the Illuminati, the top ones. Not, there's a whole different sections of them. The very top. The very top are not known to the public eye. They're half human, half alien. I'm not sure what alien, though. Reptilian, definitely, but I'm not sure what else. There's something else. And another thing, okay, this is going, this is a little bit much, but they're not here on Earth either. They've been born here, maybe? They're on Mars. Figure that one out, okay. I know, well, it's just, like I said, take the information and just do as you wish. You don't want to take Ben all you want. They're not on Earth, they're on Mars. Reason being they're on Mars, they like it there. And I'm not saying all of them, I'm saying a good amount are there. And they just, I don't know, it's just, they like, you can be them. From what I gather, they can be themselves there. They can't do that here. Remember, they're not poisoned by all the stuff that we're hit with. We are constantly being poisoned by our food, the air, television, other people that are, you know, even if you can somehow tap out of what we're being attacked with, you know, they don't have any of that. So they're in a, like a higher, you know, they're a higher being, like maybe fourth density or something around those lines, but they don't think as puny as we do. Let's put this, they're at a higher level, we're at a, you know, junk level. One thing about being a junk level, you learn more faster, fourth density, you don't necessarily do that, but after a while, planet gets to a maturity level where it's ready time to move into fourth density, because, you know, being in the gutter all the time gets old. You know, it's a time to grow up. As for us doing that, who knows. But anyway, as for Mars, I didn't tap into everything going on, and there's reptilians out there, obviously, and greys. I don't know what they're doing exactly. I didn't get into the colonies. I just got into that there's an elite on Mars, and they can do whatever they want. They can, you know. Oh, yeah, another thing about senators and congressmen, being U.S. ones, being sent to Mars, that's why they go there. If you ever heard of that. You know, I know this all sounds science fiction, making it all up, but remember, we're on a planet in space. We're pretty much living a science fiction movie, so, you know, keep an open mind. It's information. And who knows? Let's see. That was a big one. Let's see if there's anything else. Alright, I'm going to skip that. That's all I got from them. The Illuminati. One other thing. I'm going to be repeating things throughout these little podcasts, whatever you want to call them. Or UFO files. Whatever, Intel or UFO files, whatever you want to call them. One thing about something like an Alex Jones, somebody that's talking about the elite, one thing about talking about them, the other thing is going up to their door and knocking on their door. They don't like that. Talking on the radio, that's one thing. Nobody's going to believe you anyway, but it's going to think you're crazy, etc., etc. They're not going to really care. And the minute you cross the line by messing with them, like going into their neighborhood, or you might be able to, like, Rockefeller, or whatever, just an example. If you start messing with them, you're going to go away. That's what I got. That's part of this. We're going to go into more of it later. I just want to put that out there. I'm going to do a further reading into that. But for right now, if you start messing with them, you're going away. Just like that American Sniper guy, he went away. Yeah, there you go. Good example. They don't care if you're in the light. They don't care if you got a lot of media attention. You know, you can always have an accident, a car accident or something that'll make you go away. That's how they operate. Anyway, putting that out there. Next thing. Anunnaki, reptilian, Alpha Draconians. Two different races. Like I said, Anunnaki, I'm not sure. There's something else. I don't know what they are. Maybe nobody knows. Anunnaki was here. All right, what I want to get, I think the Palladians are here first. That's a type of Palladian was here, I think. I mean, that's my feeling. That, you know, going in the past is tough. I'm going to just lay this out there. I'll probably revise it later. There's advanced beings of Palladian here. You know, they're highly advanced, created the human race, or something like that. Gave us five fingers. Because I don't think many of them are... I think some are four or three. I'm not too sure about the finger. I think one of a few races that have five fingers. I think. Now, like I said, that one's tough. That's a tough read also. I didn't read that. I'm just... Anyway. A type of Palladium was here. This I'm not sure. This one's hard to tap into also. I'm not going to do that now because I'm tired. But they went into third density to experience third density. I love that whole, you know, we're going to sleep, basically. Be there to wake us up. And they're telling that to their other ET friends. We're going to experience third density because you learn faster. And this planet is a little bit bizarre. It's different than the other ones. More complicated. We're more complicated. We're more emotional than most beings in third density. We're crazy. We're nuts. There's no species like us. Of course, most species are individual. There's nothing like them. You know, the feline species. There's a dog species of alien ETs. There's different types of human species. But this one in particular is very odd. It's more complex, more emotional, self-destructive. What I'm gathering is that other ETs came to this Earth, benevolent ones, negative ones, and started to take over, try to. Anunnaki came here, reptilians came here, draconians. They had a little war. Maybe with even whether I would think with the Palladians they had something too. It was a little scuffle. You know, it was a war on Earth, war for who's going to take over the planet. And I guess that one's a tough one to tap into. I'm thinking the Anunnaki and the Alpha Draconians, they had a war. They kind of compromised. I don't say they don't like each other. They don't agree with everything. And you won't call them negative. They are negative, but they have a different way of looking at things. And controlling us is one of them. You know? And to manipulate our DNA, treat us like slaves. We're the slave race. Because they're superior beings, and, you know, they can show the universe what cook how smart we are. We made these idiots do what we want. Look how stupid they are. But anyway, yeah, the Anunnaki went to Iraq to start a civilization. from what I gather, is that they built up a civilization, you know, Earth, you know, humans, everything. They destroyed it, built it up again, destroyed it. There's a lot of rumors about it. I mean, there's a lot of legends about this, and I wouldn't doubt it. But anyway, and they started again. Yeah, the feeling is a third time. And they started, you know, Anunnaki went to Iraq, start of a civilization. And the what's it called? The Yin-Yel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's a gray race. It's part of the grays. And like I said, there's a lot of... I'm trying to make it real quick here. They went to Atlantis. Gave Atlantis the superpower. You know, gave them all the technology. Became like a spaceport. Atlantis is another one I'm reading into later. This is just a run-through. Atlantis became a superpower of technology and everything else, you know, and humans got more power than they can handle. From what I've felt, is that the reptilians came in, you know, as human, and you know, quote, as a human, and saw how stupid the Atlanteans were, and tried to make them greedy, and, you know, became, you know, showed how stupid they were, made them greedy, and power hungry, and took over, basically, and brought on negativity. And I thought the Palladians were here near the end of Atlantis. The Palladians got involved, and some of them became negative. And there was a lot of... I'm not sure. This is where it gets kind of... You know, not sure what exactly happened. But anyway, there was wars. There was, like, super ET wars, at least with Atlantis and other cities, you know, trying, you know, who's boss, who's the most powerful, and then they end up, you know, the volcano, you know, they bomb, you know, the Earth, basically. I'm not sure if that's right. But, there was a volcano, bro, it took Atlantis down. That was in the Mediterranean. That's not for me, but anyway. That's from other information, but, the Palladians were there for the end of Atlantis. And some of them went negative. Let's see here. Yeah, Anunnaki. And of course, there's a lot of more information to go into. Oh, yeah, that was another thing. The Men in Black, I want to say, are controlled by the Anunnaki. Like I said, they're reptilian, but not entirely reptilian. I know the reptilian, the Men in Black usually take orders from reptilians time to time. The Anunnaki is a different story. I think they control, my feeling is they control the woman, the Men in Black. Reason being, the Men in Black even exist because of the Greys, the Zeta Greys. The Zeta Greys, the short ones, are a pain in the ass. They just cause... They're a tough one to read. And anyway, they're comical, no, but they cause chaos because they're, you know, they want to do DNA on people. They want, you know, they want to keep their race alive because I think they are dying. Not necessarily dying, but they have problems reproducing. Let's put it that way. A lot of them are robot hybrids or something like that. I haven't gotten that deep into it. I'm just going by what I've heard. But what I got is that they just cause a lot of chaos. They're troublemakers. And what happens is they're told by the U.S. government not to make an appearance, like not to show up in the skies, and they do it. So what happens, they either get shot down or the Men in Black go out and cover it up. You know, they go, the U.S. government says, do not, you know, don't show your ship, you know, don't make an appearance anywhere. Just, you know, stay hidden. They say, oh, screw you. So they make an appearance, they show their lights or whatever, fly by an airplane or something. So the Men in Black, or, you know, fly by a house or something. And all these people are calling up and talking about these reports of this ET, and the Men in Black show up. You know, the Men in Black are there to mostly keep the grays, you know, hidden, you know, to keep them, you know, out of, you know, like I said, the U.S. government wants to stay in control. They don't want people to know about ETs at all because they want, you know, the power grab. They want to stay in control. They want to be ego in history. You know, they want to be the gods. Not to say that ETs will be, but anyway. One thing that came up, the Grays technology is superior to the reptilians. Figure that one out. That's why the Men in Black use the Grays technology, not the reptilians. And that's another thing. When the Grays gave the, you know, our government technology and showed them how to use it. So now they're grazing, they own them, you know. So sometimes they make agreements, the Grays and the American government make agreements, and then the Grays go against it, because the American government go against it, you know, they lie all the time. So it's kind of like a back and forth thing. So, I think I mentioned this in the other video, or the other audio, about the reptilians. Most of them are underground because they're vulnerable if they show themselves. I don't understand the vulnerability of them, but there's a vulnerability. If we, you know, I don't understand that. I guess if the masses knew that they existed, I guess my guess is that they couldn't handle it. The reptilians couldn't protect themselves. Or they use a weapon and zap us or whatever. But, they're vulnerable somehow. I don't understand it. But they're underground, mostly in Nevada. The big concentration in Nevada, they like going to Las Vegas, smoking, screwing with people's brains. Compulsive gamblers seem to be a fun one for them to mess with. I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, let's see here. As I said, yeah, this is the whole idea. Put the information out. And take more for what, and take it and do as you wish with it. I mean, if it's nothing, anything, I'm crazy, whatever. I think more people will be able to channel ETs in the coming years. More and more people are going to be able to, and not the negative ones. You definitely want to talk to them. I go for the negative ones because I'm interested, because I want to know what's here. We know about, well, depending on who you are, yeah, like David Icke, you know, he knows all about the, anyway. I'm going to start from the negative and go to the positive, or go back and forth. But the negative ones have such an influence on this place. You know, poisoning our skies, our food, water, keep us down in third density. Negative video games, negative TV programming on the TV, keep us at a low level. And just to understand that, and then you look at the positive ETs, they're like godlike, and because they're very positive, they're happy, they're not negative like us. You stay away from negativity, you know. Yeah, it's positive, that's what it's heaven-like. That's fourth density. Yeah, they're very positive, just very friendly, no hate. They might have some, what you call disagreements, with a little bit of negativity, but not a lot, not as much as this place. It's all negative here. Because they're at a, you know, fourth density, you're at a higher level. To understand that, you know, they're vegetarian, and very spiritual. I think they have one God, not 30 like we have. I don't think they have money. They have one world government, but every, you know, it's a different, they're happy. You know, it's a friendly, it's a positive side. Now here it's negative city here. Yeah, it's hell pretty much, but this is where you learn the fastest, so bright side to that, I guess. Yeah, the other thing about the Reptilians are everywhere in every government. Almost. Majority of them. I can go to government China, definitely. Japan. Probably because I picked up China, because that's where the concentration is right now. And then pick up Europe, most likely. Russia, yes. There's different kinds of reptilian. Anunnaki, pretty much feel they're here in America. We're supposedly a superpower, but anyway. China, America, big breeding ground. America is a big, we call it an experiment. So, yeah, there's all kinds of agendas. I can't tap into the agendas. I can't tap into the agenda of the Anunnaki or reptilians. As far as I feel, the Draconians, I'd like to, I don't know if I said it. No, I just get rid of the human race, put it down to, yeah, the one thing about the Draconians is they want us to go down to a 2,000 or 2 million population. That's their agenda. So they can control us and put us in enslavement. Oh, that was another thing. Let's see if I have enough energy. Think about 9/11. Let me see. Yeah, 9/11's been in the works for a long time. Only a small amount of people knew about it. As for the shadow government, only a little small fraction knew about it. They've been trying to do this for a long time, and it finally got it to work. One thing about 9/11, though, is it put us in their NSA control, and what I got is a microchip population. Don't know this. If we're going to see this in our lifetime, I don't think you want to. But the plan is to put us in a microchip population. That was part of 9/11. Put us in a control grid. And they pretty much have with these phones. These phones that we have, these smartphones, have tracking devices in them. So, next time, practically we are microchips. Because we carry those things around with us everywhere. So, maybe we are microchips already. So anyway, that should do it for right now. But yeah, the microchip, I don't know if it matters if it was in the body or you're carrying it around. Either way, we're pretty much chipped. So, but yeah, 9/11 was definitely part of a control grid over us to take away our rights. Not our guns. They can't take away our guns. They've been trying, but I don't think they can. No one can come up with a good way to do it. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But microchipping us, that would work. And they're pretty much doing it. Another thing about vaccines. I'm talking about ETs. What do I know? Vaccines, it does something to your DNA. From what I get, it makes you live longer. It shortens your lifespan. Vaccinations. This one's your DNA. There's different ones, but it shortens your lifespan. Basically, they want to get rid of you. So they say how great vaccines are, but actually they're actually not there to make you live longer. They actually make you live a shorter life or kill you. Whatever works. Whatever comes first. And that's pretty.